a favorite game. What if you'd seen the earlier flick, caught the later train, turned up that side street towards the station? Where would you be now? More importantly, what would you be now? Perhaps you wouldn't be glued to your radio waiting for the show to start. Perhaps this would be your show. After all, somebody's behind the vanishing point.
Fred?
Yeah, it's me.
You're late.
Well, the kids in the canteen made some stupid mistake and wouldn't balance.
Did you get it worked out?
No. I'll have to try again in the morning. Everything okay here?
Yeah. Can't get used to how quiet it is with the boys gone.
Beverly called the theater to say they'd got home safely.
Somebody called here.
Who?
I don't know. Whoever it was didn't say anything. They just hung up.
Probably a wrong number.
They called three times.
So?
Well, it just seems funny, somebody phoning three times and hanging up. Three times?
Well, there's no reason to worry about it.
I'm not really worried.
Well, something's bothering you.
Well, your son's being here to visit and then wondering who was phoning. Just reminds me I haven't really known you very long. There must be all kinds of things I don't know about you.
Gloria, I promise you, I have no secrets. Len?
Oh, hi.
What'd you think?
Not bad. Something kind of interesting about it.
Yeah? Come on into the office. So, are we going to get a good review?
It's not a bad flick. There's a part where you start to think that the cop and the killer might be the same man.
Sounds good.
The old doppelganger.
What's that?
Well, that's the German word for when you meet somebody who's really you.
Len, don't get all literary in this review, huh? Just tell the people it's an exciting cop movie with a good chase at the end.
People like movies with weird psychological things, doubles and split personalities.
They also like cop movies with a good chase at the end.
They'll come or stay home, no matter what I say.
Well, if you think that, why go on reviewing them?
It's my secret vice. I like writing about movies. And sometimes it helps me avoid the latest scandal of the Traffic and Streets Committee.
Fred?
What?
Can you get it?
What?
It's the phone.
Oh. Hello?
We know all about you.
Who is that? What in the hell are you doing calling me at this hour of the night?
Who was it?
Don't know.
What do they say?
He just said, we know all about you, and hung up.
I'll just come back to bed.
Can't figure out who it could be.
Maybe it was the same person who phoned yesterday and hung up when I answered.
Could be.
Maybe it was the wrong number.
I suppose that's possible. People dial a lot of wrong numbers. Beverly and I used to get calls for an egg grading station.
See?
Yeah, I suppose.
No, just go to sleep. Fred.
What?
I don't like to think of you and Beverly getting calls for the egg grading station.
Well, you go to sleep.
All right.
Good night, then.
Oh, you look tired.
I don't think I ever really got back to sleep after that telephone call.
Why don't you go back to bed?
There's an inspector coming in today from the head office in Toronto.
Mm. Oh, there's the mailman. I'll go see what he's brought us.
Yeah, if it's all bills, tell him to take it back.
Just one letter. Or you.
Who's it from?
Doesn't say. Here, I'll pour you another cup of coffee.
Right. That's strange.
What?
This letter.
Who's it from?
I can't read the signature. Listen to this. Dear Mr. Berger, we'd be very pleased to receive a copy of your script. We liked the story that you outlined to us, and we're quite eager to see how it is developed in the completed script.
I didn't know you were writing a script.
I'm not.
Well, then why did they write to you about it?
I don't know.
Well, is there a return address?
No. Just an embossed logo on the paper. I guess I'm supposed to recognize that.
You should find out who it's from and send them a script. If it's a mistake, just take advantage of it.
I couldn't write a film script.
Sure you could. Well, we could write it together.
I better get to work.
Fred?
Yes?
Take a look over here.
That's the spot where the paint's worn off.
It doesn't look as if it's been cleaned.
Well, there's something about those spots where the paint's worn off. They don't come clean with ordinary mopping.
Maybe they should be repainted.
Well, I've got a memo in asking for clearance to do floor repairs in here.
How long have they been sitting on it?
A couple of months.
Call and push them. They'll never do anything if you don't push them.
I'll call them again. Maybe you could mention them when you get back.
Sure. You've got this place in pretty good shape. Maybe you wouldn't want some little thing to spoil it.
If we both go out, then we could probably get some action.
I'll just go back to your office to get my coat and I'll get going.
Fred?
Who's that?
It's Jenny O'Rourke. She works in the box office. I'll be there in a minute, Jenny.
I just came in to check my hours.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Hardly need this coat today, do I?
It might turn cold later on.
I'll see you next trip. Keep at them about that floor.
Yeah, I will.
Who's that?
The inspector from head office, making sure I run a tight ship.
Oh, I hope I didn't interfere or anything.
No, he was finished.
I brought you coffee and a donut. They're on your desk.
That's nice. Thanks.
I look after you pretty well, don't I?
Yeah.
What's that line about anything you want, just whistle?
Loren Bacall to Humphrey Bogart in To Have and Have Not.
I thought you never watched movies.
I used to, especially the old ones. But in this job, it's like selling cabbages. Every cabbage looks the same.
Are they all the same in the dark?
Something like that.
Come and get your coffee before it gets cold.
Did you want to check your hours?
No, I know my hours. I just didn't want to embarrass you in front of that guy. I didn't know who it was. I didn't just want to blurt out that I brought you coffee and a donut. It might make him suspicious.
Well, there's nothing to be suspicious about.
No. That donut shop makes good coffee, don't they? You ever tried to figure out why donut stores make the best coffee?
I never thought about it. You want half this donut?
No. What if I keep eating like I have been? By the time I find a man, I'll be too big for him to get his arms around.
That's not even close to being true.
I know most men like women a little soft, but you don't want to feel like you're mud wrestling, do you? Well, do you?
I guess not.
So no more donuts.
Well, thanks for bringing me one.
I always like coming to visit you in the afternoon. You're good company. You don't mind, do you?
No, it's nice of you to bring me coffee, but I do have to work.
I'll see you later.
Right.
Fred?
I'm in here.
Oh, I was really busy downtown today. I don't know why. It's like Christmas or something. What are you doing?
Just staring out the window.
What's the matter?
Beverly phoned.
And?
Apparently, Alan stole a bicycle. He tried to tell her he made some deal to buy it from another kid, but she knew he was lying.
It's too bad.
It's more than too bad. It's terrible. My son is a thief.
Oh, all kids steal things.
They don't. I never did. I knew it wasn't right, and Alan should know it isn't right.
I love you, Fred.
What made you say that?
You're such a nice man.
I wonder if that call could have had anything to do with the bike Alan stole. I'll get it. Hello?
I like the movie.
What movie was that?
You know, the one you brought in specially.
I'm sorry, I don't really know which one you mean.
The one where the theater manager has an affair with the girl who works in the box office.
Who is this speaking?
The sex scenes were remarkable. Like when she looked at him and said, "You can do anything to me, anything you want to do." And then what happened after that?
Who are you and why are you calling me?
That movie makes people understand just how far it's possible for two human beings to go.
Stop calling me. I mean, whoever you are, don't call again.
Was that the same man who called the other night?
Yes.
What was he saying?
Just going on about some crazy movie I'm supposed to have shown.
What movie?
It wasn't real. It was just meant to bug me.
What did he say about it?
Just a lot of nonsense.
Was it a voice you knew?
I don't think so. Except from that other phone call.
Maybe we should phone the police. Or the phone company.
What could they tell me to do?
Do you think it could be Beverly?
No. It was definitely a man's voice.
Yeah, but she might be getting someone to call.
Why would she do that?
Well, people do strange things. When a marriage breaks up, some people go crazy.
I can't believe that Beverly is hiring someone to make weird telephone calls to me.
Well, who can it be?
I don't know. Kevin. One of the ushers.
Is Kevin mad about anything?
I don't see a lot of him. He goes into the projectionist room and that's it for the night. I suppose maybe he seemed a bit moody. He complained a while back about the worn-out prints they were sending us.
Yeah, maybe you should talk to him.
You can't do that.
Yeah. You just watch me.
Have you watched this one, Fred?
No.
It's terrific. All kinds of unredeemed violence. I love it.
They're sending you good prints these days?
Yeah. Yeah, most of them been decent. Now, I hear you had a guy in from head office.
Yeah.
Did that go okay?
Yeah, not bad.
Get out his flashlight, see I've been cleaning the lenses?
No, he just stuck his head in the door.
Just check to see if I've been spitting on the floor again, eh?
I guess.
Sure, went okay, Fred? We're kind of worried.
Got things in my mind, I guess. But not the guy from head office. He seemed happy.
Hey, watch this movie. Lots of blood, gore, think your mind.
How are you, Charlie?
Lousy. I got a sore throat and my arthritis is giving me hell.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't know why people always ask how you are when they should be able to tell by the expression on your face that you're miserable.
You always look the same, Charlie.
I'm always miserable.
Look, I may be able to get those patches of floor painted. Make them easier to mop.
Are you complaining about how I mop the floors?
No. I know it's hard to do them where the paint's worn off. The pop soaks right into the cement.
It wouldn't if they didn't always spill it. I don't know why you serve pop anyway.
Because we make money on it.
Oh, yeah. It's on your desk.
What?
The parcel that guy brought.
What guy?
I don't know what guy. Just some guy.
Well, what did he look like?
He was 10 feet tall and had green hair. I don't know what he looked like.
Well, you might have noticed.
I have other things on my mind. Man's in terrible pain and they're expecting to be some kind of private detective.
This is a Bible.
So?
Why is somebody sending me a Bible?
Wherever you turn these days, there's some kind of born-again Buddhist or some such thing.
Now, there's a note telling me to read, Job, chapter 38, verse 33.
Well, go ahead and read it. I don't mind.
Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set dominion thereof in the earth?
Good question.
Fred!
Did you read my review?
It sounded a bit literary to me.
Did you like the line about the many men each one of us contains?
Well, yeah.
Well, it didn't keep anybody away. I also said it had a chase at the end.
That's true.
Hi.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Len. How are you?
Not bad.
Fred, you coming in?
Well, maybe in a few minutes. Sit by the aisle and tell the usher where you are so I can find you.
Okay.
You actually going to watch a movie?
Part of one.
Well, there's a surprise.
Len, you haven't been playing practical jokes on me, have you?
What kind of jokes?
Telephone calls, letters.
Are you getting obscene calls?
Not exactly.
Well, it's not me. I hate practical jokes.
You can't do that.
You just watch me.
There's somebody on the phone for you.
All right, I'll be right there.
Hello?
Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2.
Who are you? And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Hi.
Oh. Oh, hi, Jenny.
Is that the Bible?
Yeah.
Are you religious, Fred?
No, not really.
So you were just flipping through looking for the good parts?
Jenny, I've been getting these strange phone calls.
I used to go out with a guy who made dirty phone calls. That's how I met him. He used to call me and say all this stuff. So I finally said it sounded like fun. Why didn't we get together? I went out with him a few times, but he didn't amount to much, I guess you could say. He needed the telephone.
You're amazing, Jenny.
You don't know half of it.
Anyway, these aren't obscene phone calls, just strange. Like, I just got one telling me to read a verse of the Bible.
What verse?
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
It must be some kind of religious fanatic.
But it's not always religious. Like, another time it was about a movie they said I'd shown.
Weird.
You talk to people around here, Jenny. Is there somebody who works here that has a grudge against me that I don't know about?
I don't think so. We all think you're terrific.
Well, I can't understand it. Who could it be?
Why don't you take me out for a drink and we'll talk about it?
Gloria's in watching the movie.
Is it any good?
It's not bad. Jenny. You don't have anything to do with these calls, do you?
I don't even own a Bible.
There's something on the floor.
Yeah, I'll get it. Turn on the light, will you?
Funny time of day for a letter to come. Who's it for?
It's addressed to me.
Well, open it.
No, I'm going to burn it.
You can't do that.
Look, I'm tired of this nonsense. I don't care anymore who's doing it or why. I just don't want to be bothered.
But you can't be sure that it's another one of those things, whatever they are.
Well, what else could it be? A letter coming at this time of night?
I don't know, but I think it's kind of exciting.
You think all these calls and parcels and messages are exciting?
In a way.
They're driving me crazy.
Why?
Because I don't know who it is and what they've got against me.
Maybe they don't have anything against you.
What do you mean?
They haven't been threatening you, have they?
Somebody phones and says, we know all about you. That sure sounds like a threat to me.
I don't think so. Now, the letter about the script, the Bible and the quotations, oh, they're not a threat.
You wouldn't feel that way if they were coming to you.
Open the letter. I'll pour us a couple glasses of wine.
I don't want to open it.
Aren't you curious?
Not especially.
Just open it.
All right.
Hey, you want a big glass of wine or a small one?
Big.
Well?
This is bizarre.
What does it say?
Dear Mr. Berger,
Here's the script analysis we promised to send. We feel the story begins rather slowly, but it does begin to pick up when the mysterious noises are heard in the closet. A good director could certainly help dramatize the apprehension that must exist in the couple's minds when they begin to believe that there is some kind of presence trying to communicate with them.
Mm-hmm.
We were worried at first that this was too familiar a plot device, but it is probably justified by the sense of surprise when the two of them venture to open the mysterious basement door to discover not the usual ghost or murderous presence, but a new world. A beautiful landscape with strange new creatures inhabiting it.
That sounds neat.
There's more. Perhaps the most original element in the series of adventures is the way in which the hero and his wife begin to turn into figures of fantasy and then to reappear as themselves at the beginning of the next episode. The best moment is the scene where he kills the dragon who is seen to have his wife's face, and then just as we believe she's lost, she calls out from behind him alive and cheerful, dressed in the costume of a German peasant girl.
That's amazing.
The script has many things to recommend it, and we hope that you will continue to work on it. And see, again, I can't read the signature, but it's not the same as the other letter.
Did you send somebody a script?
Of course not. It must be someone else's script.
Sounds like yours.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Just sounds like you somehow. I mean, if you were going to write a script, that's the kind of script you'd write.
Well, you have an odd idea of what I'm like.
You think I'm a dragon? Or is that Beverly?
How should I know? I didn't write it.
Well, I think it sounds like you.
You must think I'm crazy.
No crazier than everybody else. We all have fantasies.
You think I'm sending myself these letters?
Whoever's sending them, you are responsible for doing something with them when they arrive. Now, they're here. They're yours.
Well, I don't want them.
I like the story of that script.
Yeah, it's okay, but it has nothing to do with me.
Are you sure?
What? Who the hell did that?
That really what you're showing, Fred?
No, no, it isn't. Charlie.
I'm in here.
Who's been messing with the marquee?
Not me. Wind out there says my arthritis throbbing like you wouldn't believe. Now I'm going to stay right in here where it's warm. What's wrong with it, anyway?
Well, didn't you see it?
You know I can't get my neck twisted up far enough to read that. I don't walk all bent over because I like it.
Somebody's taken down the titles of the movies we're playing and used the letters to write, read Revelation, chapter 12, verse 1.
Oh. Must be some kind of convention of Holy Rollers going on in town.
I don't think so.
So, what does it say? Revelation chapter 12, verse 1.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven.
Yeah?
A woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
Oh.
You want more wine?
You're going to get me drunk.
Oh, there's just a little left in the bottle. We'll share it and then go to sleep.
Okay.
Besides, if I get you drunk, I can have my way with you.
You can do that when I'm sober.
Do you want to get it or shall I?
Don't answer it.
Why?
Because I'm tired of these crazy calls and messages.
It's very hard to just sit here and let it ring.
It'll stop soon.
What if it's Beverly and something's wrong with one of the boys? What if that is my mother?
There. It stopped.
Why didn't you answer?
Because I don't want any more of that nonsense.
I don't think it's nonsense.
Well, what is it then?
I don't know. But I don't think you should just shut this thing out. This is... It It's like somebody talking to you about possibilities, about how things could be different.
I didn't think you were so dissatisfied.
No, I didn't say that.
You want me to be something different.
No, I didn't say that. I just said that all these messages, they're like doors opening. Most people, they never get that kind of offer, you know? They just plug along.
Like boring old Fred.
Oh, I didn't say you were boring. You're not.
But you think I should start studying the Bible, or writing movie scripts, or whatever else this joker suggests.
Yeah, it might be exciting for you. Just something new and unexpected, a new possibility.
A new possibility? Like Ginny, who works in the box office?
Oh.
Now, she's made it pretty clear that she'd like to have an affair with me. One of the calls was about a torrid affair that a theater manager is having with a woman who works in the box office. A really intense, destructive kind of affair. Do you want me to try out that possibility?
No.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
There aren't any magical possibilities in life, Gloria. We are what we are.
But if someone's talking to you, shouldn't you listen?
I listen to you, Gloria. I try to listen to you. But not to some crank on a telephone.
I just don't see why this is such a threat.
Doesn't that feel like a threat? The way he can invade the bedroom, say anything he wants to say?
And you're not going to answer?
No, I'm not. You want eggs?
No. Just toast this morning.
You should have eggs. You look hungry.
That is tired, not hungry. I didn't sleep very well.
Worried that the phone was going to ring?
I guess.
I'm sure that if we ignore it, it'll stop.
Oh, did you see the letter? It was already here when I came down. It's there on the counter.
I saw it. After breakfast, I'm going to burn it.
Are you sure?
Why not?
Oh, just what I said last night. It seems to me like shutting something out.
We only get to live one life, Gloria.
So you're going to burn the letter.
While you put on the eggs.
I don't want eggs. So what are we going to do tonight?
Nothing. We're going to stay at home.
Well, isn't there some good movie on? Something we wanted to see?
You can come and see it some night when I'm working. And this is my night off to forget about movies.
The phone started to ring this afternoon when I was down in the basement. It rang and rang before I could get to it, so... Well, whoever was phoning hung up just as I got there.
And it made you think of those calls we got last year?
Yeah.
I told you that if we ignored them, they'd go away.
Well, they did.
And a good thing, too.
I guess so.
You don't sound convinced.
Oh, sure. I'm convinced. No more mysteries.
You want another cup of coffee?
Yeah, I guess so. Why not?
It was hard to resist a phone call or two. We all have our fantasies. As Salman Rushdie says, all stories are haunted by the ghosts of the stories they might have been. Fantasies are a kind of ghost. Nothing less, perhaps, than the endless permutations of events that might have taken place had you seen the earlier flick, caught the later train, or turned up that side street towards the vanishing point.
Unlived Lives by David Helwig. Featured in the cast were Ken James as Fred and Dixie Seetle as Gloria. You also heard Stephen Wimmett, Anthony Parr, Nikki Godagny, Ted Dykstra, and Hugh Webster. The voice of Vanishing Point, David Calderisi, was also heard as the voice on the telephone. Casting consultant was Ann Tate with Catherine Kester, and series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Recording engineer was John McCarthy, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott, and the production assistant was Peggy Esty. Original music and series theme are by John Roby. Unlived Lives was produced at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Until next week, I'm Art Cuthbert wishing you good night.